Channel the Truth. Everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And, well, Mr. Scorpio may not be joining us today. I know he's actually overseas, and forgot to mention that to you, Julie. Heads up, so that he figured he may have connection issues, but he figured he would try regardless. But I mean, I think it's okay to mention he's actually, from what I'm told, he's in Norway at the moment. Norway sounds like a very enjoyable trip, environment that hasn't been completely overtaken by Zog and their proxy armies of invaders. So very interested to hear how things go when he returns. And if he can connect at some point by chance, that would be great. So I wish him good travels, good journey. And well, when we look here at home, there's certainly a lot that is getting ignored, you know, with all this focus on Israel. But this economy is taking a nosedive like never before. I mean, it's combined conditions of various eras, really. 1929, the 70s, 2008, a bunch wrapped into one. And we're hearing overseas as well cries for bailouts. England for one. So I mean, it's not just contained here. And I mean, yeah, with the amount that we're gaslit, Biden saying that he has the economy in great shape, inflation's under control. It's nothing to worry about. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Most people might think it's just them. You know, they're doing something wrong in their life. And everyone else is living in prosperity. But it seems like it's the normal now. You know, I mean, a lot of polls, surveys confirm that living paycheck to paycheck is actually the normal for, by and large, the average American out there. That's where we are already on the timeline. And I'm afraid things are going to get worse in the next year or two. Well, let's say the next 18 months or so is going to be when everything really starts unraveling. And I will make some reports on the overseas developments briefly. White House admits 500 Americans held hostage. A U.S. Delta Force boots on the ground already in Gaza. That is confirmed now. 500 Americans held hostage. Okay. And we're supposed to be very concerned about that. You know, just like in Ukraine, right? All these Americans stuck in Ukraine. Most of them weren't white, probably, but, you know, worry about these refugees in Ukraine. And between the immigrants and the, well, over, well, overly attributed status to the dual citizens nation, well, internationally, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, you know, they had Zelensky get all the Jews out. Over here, before this happened, we had them scratch the need for passports if you're an Israeli. Or was it if you're a Jew? You know, I had to double check on that article. I still been meaning to dig it back up. But there's always a new batch slapped in your face every day. So it's kind of hard to double check on the past reports. You know, we're all pressed for time. Breaking IDF news here as well. We're being told that, well, warships are being sent by the IDF to knock out Yemen's Houthi terrorists, as they're being described. This is completely exaggerated. Continually, this whole notion of aggression, Iran-backed aggression, right? Whether it's from Syria, Lebanon, or now Yemen. And, you know, how hard is it to have a few people under your control in a given country claiming to represent exactly how you want the narrative to play out for the Hegelian response? I mean, it's just really hard to even bother with the details of a lot of this when we know how much everything's doctored for the official narrative. We hear from the Iran Observer on Twitter, and, you know, who knows what to make of that source for that matter, but I'll leave that alone. Jordan intercepted a cruise missile that was fired from Yemen toward Israel. Israel's Arab Shield activated. Seriously, Arab Shield now they're calling it? So the Iron Dome, the Arab Shield. Or is that the new military operation? You know, kind of reminds me of Jade Helm. You know, Operation Arab Shield. Oy vey. Brilliant. A massive missile barrage from Yemen expected soon. Okay, my cat seems to want to take over the show here. I don't know how much content she actually has, or she's just an attention feline. Please, enough. Yeah, she always has to get the last word in, too. So we also have footage of ballistic and cruise missile launches, as well as kamikaze UAVs by Yemeni Houthi rebels on Israeli territory. We're seeing more alleged evidence published on that, some gritty videos on Twitter, you know, oh, there's your evidence here, or a couple of Arabs talking about how, oh no, can't believe that hit the hospital. Yeah, there's your evidence once again. It's just a joke, but what we have out there every day, you know, just the grand comedy on this chessboard. Is it a divine comedy, like Dante might say? I don't know how divine it's going these days, that's for sure. And how divinely. But let's see, we have an Israeli commander admitting war crimes live on CNN. Even the CNN host was in disbelief at what he was hearing. You know, this one I really should have prepped to play. I don't know. IDF spokesman confirms to Wolf Blitzer on CNN it was an Israeli strike that hit the Jabalia refugee camp, killing hundreds of civilians. And, you know, when you even have Wolf Blitzer calling you out, you know you're really screwed. I mean, Wolf Blitzer worked for AIPAC. He even realizes the Israelis are destroying the propaganda Zionists have developed over 75 years. You know, if he's even seeing this glaringly obvious downturn in public perception. As usual, of course, the tribe has overplayed their hands. They don't realize, due to their chutzpah, that they united most of the sane world, at least, against them. Israel's army, again, confirmed they bombed a refugee camp in Gaza and massacred hundreds of children. They also killed a Hamas leader who was hiding there, though. So, hey, it's okay. You know, no, come on. You know, hundreds of children have to be taken out for Israel's right to exist on a daily basis. Forget about it. Did you hear about the two Israeli soldiers killed and two wounded? So now the death count's up to, I guess, what, 6 million and two. And what else do we have in related news before moving on? Well, in the UK, okay, just to keep the official narrative polished and shiny, the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has sacked a ministerial aide. And why? Well, because he called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Oh, no. To be a humanitarian, to care about these Gazans, these Palestinians, well, that's anti-Semitic. You know, to consider Palestinians human beings is anti-Semitic, people. Get with the program. But yeah, Israel's the only nation that not only has the power to openly commit war crimes without consequence, it can get any Western leader to sack employees for simply suggesting the killing ends. So don't expect any peace to develop soon. Okay. I could let you hear some of the rhetoric out there on that, but I mean, you know, maybe I'll go back to it. I don't know if I want to really quote Brits over in the UK at the moment. We have enough on our plate here. You get the idea. Finally, they're claiming hundreds of foreigners, including Americans, are being allowed to exit Gaza into Egypt. So yeah, again, this is for the first time. Remember how they told people to flee, and then they bombarded that whole passageway, you know, the Suez Canal. I mean, it's just absurd, you know. I mean, because, yeah, you're trying to kill people as they're fleeing. And then, you know, they wonder why others aren't leaving once you do that. So I mean, it was just ridiculous. They obviously want a genocide. You know, no, you can't get out. But, hey, you better not stay, or else we can't be held responsible for what happens to you. Chosen people, come on now. What are you going to do? Okay, so I've exhausted that. Oh, in China, of course. Breaking news from China. And Taiwan is being surrounded, people. This is really happening. China launches major unannounced, unscheduled military exercises encircling Taiwan. So, you know, big show of pomp and force. And will anything come of it? We'll see. As far as the home front, something we actually should be concerned about. We have an Intel analyst out there claiming there will be multiple terrorist attacks in the U.S. over the next 14 months. Okay, so he doesn't say a year, 12 months. He doesn't say the next 2 years. He doesn't say the next 6 months. He says 14 months. 14 months. Okay, so what is 14 months? Other than something he's reading right out of a playbook, perhaps? I mean, their timeline, I mean, what would that be? That would be about exactly 1 year before, you know, the official changing of the guard, if there is a new president. Okay. Anyway, so yeah. He added links to three stories about a terror cell called Hezbollah Unit 910. which is described as a sleeper cell already in the U.S., awaiting the green light from Persia to launch attacks. Awaiting the green light from Persia. Ooh, Iranian-backed boogeyman on our soil. Give all our freedoms away. Take all our weapons, please. We need a nanny state to protect us. Is that the appropriate response, everyone? Anyone? Bueller? Okay. So, this is just one group of hundreds here to destroy America, he says. And, this is all highly believable. After all, we've already been warned by the Department of Homeland Security. President Joe Biden's disastrous border crisis has allowed hundreds of people on a terror watch list to sneak across our border. And those are just the ones we know about. The idea that there are thousands of terrorists of all stripes hiding among us right now is one that simply seems obvious. And we have useless government agencies like the FBI to thank. So I guess that's the sort of fear level we need. But, we have a corrupt government. If these terror cells were real and were in here, going to do harm to our corrupt government rather than the citizenry who need the government replaced, well, should we really be all that concerned, even if it were the case? Which I'm very skeptical of grassroots compared to engineered agency originated. So, Elon Musk is out there. He's pointing out the scale of illegal immigration across the United States southern border is staggering. And once in a while, it's nice to see how Elon occasionally sticks up for white people. Being from South Africa, it couldn't hurt to be a bit more that way, Elon, but we have to take what we can get. He is among the financial elite, and so he only does so much to upset those he knows are in power. I mean, he has to know about all these Jewish agendas, of the international Jewish mafia. And it's just rare that he calls things out exactly like they are, but at least to some degree, he'll give you 75% on average. So. But no, I think that he's trying to rebrand social media, centralized government social media, as something you think is in your best interests, Twitter, a platform for everything, where Zuckerberg failed with Facebook and Meta. Do your buying and trading there, do your video streaming there, do everything there, as long as you play ball. We forgot to mention that. There are social credit scores for you tucked away, but don't worry about that. We're making life easier with technology. Okay, so again, we have a collapse underway. Some aspects reminiscent to 2008. Banks are starting to finally freak out. The end of the free money bubbles may be here, as some are pointing out, such as the COVID laundering scam. I mean, a lot of that was really rerouted to these anti-white critical race agendas, for that matter, just further destabilizing our Western culture with communist tactics and communist funding, of course. Need those shekels. Definitely need those shekels flowing. You want real progress and change, right? You got to burn it down to build back better. That's what we're going through here, but we're not going to let them build back better in their view because, we all know what that is. And they're saying this holiday season won't be normal. I mean, people are already putting the brakes on any sort of excess spending. Again, they're already used to living paycheck to paycheck. People with lower credit scores are driving the rise in delinquencies. But, they're not the only ones. Everyone's struggling to pay debts on time. good luck Christmas shopping, those who need to. We'll be back, folks.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
Was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm an old sweet drum.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And again, yeah, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. Everyone's been going into delinquency on their credit card payments, loans, what have you. Huge search boosts related to people wanting to give their vehicles back. I saw some insane predictions for Canada's mortgages. Come 2025, they're saying a lot of people could expect like over double the increase as far as their rates. I mean, just crazy. I could maybe bring that. Okay, I didn't realize I was disconnected. Julie. Okay, well, sorry, folks. I don't know how... Okay, how long was I out, Julie? Did people hear anything this segment? Okay, about a minute or so. All right, well, I was mentioning how we have pretty much everything weaponized, the financial system, that is. Most people living paycheck to paycheck. Homes are just unaffordable for most people. Highest credit card delinquencies since 1991. And, again, this is happening overseas as well. I mean, economies are in turmoil across Europe, in Canada. China grapples with a real estate crisis. You know, we've been hearing more and more about that, Evergrande and all that. But the inflationary crisis over here, you know, no one wants to talk about how it's the money printing. It's the government addicted to spending far beyond. I mean, the whole government is so inflated. You know, we should have less than 1% of the employees and spending toward government that we have now. You know, most money should be toward infrastructure that people put into the system as far as taxes. And the government should be practically non-existent, in my view, of how things need to be operated once we fix things. But no one wants to talk about the real reasons for why. It's just perpetual. You know, the cost of everything keeps going up. Wages don't go up with it. And no one really ever, most people just can't grasp the crime against humanity that these private central banks commit on a daily basis. And, but for those who think that the world should be fair, is supposed to exist in nature as fair, that's their biggest flaw right from the start, okay? It's predatory, everything out here. And, that's unfortunate. Those at the top are never going to want the best for the masses, frankly. So, okay, in the middle of a major black pill bombshell, this broadcast, hope you folks are enjoying it. I'm sure I'll have something positive at some point before the end of the show. We'll see. But ADP employment reports are echoing confirmation of how much job losses are increasing, how much the unemployment numbers are increasing. And it's going to continue. I mean, California is showing a trend that it's inevitable as far as taking over the rest of the country here. So we're going to have more and more people losing jobs as things continue here, just in time for the holidays, right? Wonderful. Peter Schiff is out there pointing out how there's already a crisis up, in progress. It's playing out under the radar. You know, we're all being gaslit until it'll be far too late. Of course, no one will be held responsible. Who should be? There'll be attempts at bailouts, attempts at more pushes toward digital control. Well, stick around, folks. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And see, we have a couple callers here, and get to the calls in just a moment or two. Just stressing how dire our financial outlook is, so people are prepared, expecting, you know, what is to come. They'll be in a better position, you know, if they're not caught off guard. And a lot of other things are really distractions, including wars, you know, from the economy. But to think the markets can keep sailing along through as things have been with what we have now, as far as the actual data points, it's delusional. It's completely delusional. But these are people who don't know any better, quite frankly. You know, and they've always seen the wealthy get bailed out by governments. Unfortunately, no one ever learns from their mistakes. And so the arrogance at this point, the chutzpah, is off the charts on Wall Street. Just like in government. And of course, they all have a bad influence with the private central banks, don't they? And as far as, I mean, even on the New York Stock Exchange, we have companies filing for bankruptcy, just to further illustrate a point of how it's starting to unravel. One called WeWork on the New York Stock Exchange is filing for bankruptcy next week. So, you know, even the bigger players are starting to see it all come crashing down. And the green agenda, you know, this is about forcing neo-serfdom for everyone as well. Make no mistake about it. But a lot of, you know, these green sources of energy are failing miserably because it is all about propaganda and largely just about control and not efficiency. The world's largest offshore wind farm developer has abandoned two major U.S. projects. It's a complete bust on the whole renewable perception they're trying to push out there. And on the mRNA front, well, we have an oncologist out there with some new data sets pointing out young people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are developing aggressive and rapidly growing turbo cancers. Turbo cancers, it's a trending term now, ever since the mRNA shots have been released. But no connection there whatsoever. No, none whatsoever. Anyone who's been doing their homework knows it's just the opposite. I will not take up more greedy airtime and allow some of these callers their voice. We have Matthew, who actually got disconnected earlier, patiently waiting in the wings. Matthew in Louisiana. Hello, sir.
Yes, Mr. Carey. How are you doing?
Good, good.
So you're a Chicago guy, huh?
Oh, I had born and raised. I moved to Florida summer of last year, but yeah, I've spent, 46 years in Chicago, you know.
And your father was a Chicago policeman, I believe I remember that, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's now retired. Yeah.
And that's a good time to retire, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm born in Chicago, so that's why I have a funny accent.
Nice.
Like you
nice.
Do.
Yeah, for a large part of his career, he was in the canine unit, and he had one dog that was very famous, actually. A very famous dog, caught a lot of bad guys, and was well known in his time. It was mostly like the end of the 70s and most of the 80s there. But yeah, no, good to hear a fellow Chicagoan. And yeah, I know I've taken your calls quite a bit in the past, Matthew. So what is on your mind today? What did you want to bring up, sir?
Well, these are very perilous times in a geopolitical sense. I took some notes, but when I got disconnected, I quit taking notes. But I do have some notes. Now, you brought up the BBB, the Build Back Better. And of course, you've heard, build it and they will come. Well, you know what? I think in the antithesis, that demolish it and they will come. And that's based on commercial real estate trends and values. That's one thing I have to say, and I'll throw that note aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're up 90s.
For good or evil purposes, I mean, it depends how you want to see the future. But yeah, tearing things down. I mean, that's why some people, of course, are accelerationists, want to see a collapse of the federal government. They think we'll have a better odd at building something that is how, you know, things, well, were hoped for. I don't know about even some of the founders' intentions, but at least among some of them, you know, what we wanted, something more free than ever in the past, was really the dream in the start of this country, Matthew?
Well, the American dream when I was born, and I'm a little bit older than you, not much, all right? Evanston, mm-hmm. All right? You've heard of that, no?
Yeah.
The American dream was like a 2,500 square foot house, two cars, a wife in the kitchen, taking care of babies, but the American dream has now, well, no, this, the appearance of the tiny house movement, that the tiny house is 200 150 square feet only indicates the American dream has become much smaller. That, the great sage, I forget his name, he sounds like a vampire from the WEF, Klaus Schwab, his name?
Yes.
Klaus Schwab. You will own nothing and you will be happy. All right, so the thing is this, is that the American dream has now been condensed into a tiny house in which you own the house, but not the land below it. And we are cursed for that. This, the year 2023, after this COVID hoax, is now becoming an American nightmare. And this is the day after Halloween. Everyone should mask up and suit accordingly.
Everyone should mask up. You think they're going to have another set of COVID fear propaganda rolling out?
Oh, Anthony Fauci has been awarded the 2024 some prestigious award in ethics.
right.
Which is contrary. I mean, it's the absolute antithesis of what he's done. Because everything he's done,
they're doubling down any way they can. They know a lot of people in the third world hate Bill Gates and don't trust the vaccine industry, but a lot of people still trust the corporate media, you know, and in the West especially, there's a percentage who still trust everything that they hear on television or that a politician says in our country. And so those people, they're doubling down, with the official message. Just be as outrageous with the irony as possible and they're just trying to hold on to their narrative. But yeah, I mean, even though we have the election a year away, I think that before the holidays, they may still try to ramp up more COVID, but I don't know. I think, well, maybe something else, you know, they'll talk about other, I think people are getting burnt out. They're going to need to claim there are new pandemics, not the COVID.
It will be gift wrapped with beautiful Christmas paper. Now, on the subject of, Don Adbo has been absent from your last couple broadcasts, and we'll touch up on that later. You said, Mr. Scorpio, my schoolmate, you know, I have to speak in English, my schoolmate from Coast Ice, at Tulane University, he's in Norway, which I presume he's probably in Oslo. And hopefully, if he's not listening, he will hear this later, to go to the Osberg, the Viking Skip Museum, the Viking Ship Museum in Oslo. He's probably seen it before. And hopefully Scorpio is, I kind of like him. But we're living in a time of absolute deception, and the coming months will bequeath us terrible gifts. Extremely terrible gifts.
I think there'll be a lot of things coming from different directions, and people won't even know what to focus on. They probably will have a lot of engineered events here, terrorist attacks, white supremacist shooters. But also, the Arab shooter now that harms their open borders, you know, non-white immigration look, agenda. So I think, you know, they don't want to blame.
I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Kerry. Yeah. All right. The footage I saw of these alleged Palestinians with their, like, paragliders and parasails in Louisiana, a 14-year-old girl, Tuck Hunter, could have taken him out with a 410 shotgun. So, it's fabrication. It's a lie.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of that was allowed to happen, engineered, as far as the attack on the festival.
No, it's choreographed. Choreographed. It's placed on digital film. I mean, that's not. I asked for a plastic glass, and I got reprimanded. Plastic is not glass. You know, it's. We are living in a movie matrix. You know, things are about to get very interesting very soon. And I'm going to conclude with that. And Mr. Carey, always a pleasure to speak with you, all right?
Oh, likewise. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Matthew. And yeah, hope you do call again, sir. Have a good one.
I will. I certainly will.
Excellent. And Melissa in Maryland is next up. Melissa, welcome.
Okay. Hi there. I am going to change the subject if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Are you? Yeah. Okay. I know that Mr. Kelso does this at night. Do you mind talking about Republicans and Democrats for a few minutes?
You know, they're both kind of controlled and manipulated in different ways, but sure.
Okay. Well, what I am interested in knowing from you, have you been to a website called precinctstrategy.com?
No, I don't believe I'm familiar, no.
Okay. Well, when I looked at it, it looked like it was focusing on Republicans. It looked like it was focusing on cleaning up the Republican Party and taking over the Republican Party with well-intended, well-intended individuals and or I guess, you know, taking over maybe half the seats within the Republican Party, which is, you know, going to have to be done, I guess, county by county with well-intended individuals. And I guess my question, well, I don't expect you to answer for the website, but I guess I just wonder if, you know, why they are focusing only on Republicans and don't bother attempting to take over the Democrat Party also. And if there is a movement for trying to take over the Democrat Party, because, I mean, so far as I know, this is different for every state, but so far as I know, there's no definition of being a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, they have platforms, they have party platforms, and I suppose you could go with the one that, the platform that, you know, thought, you know, that you feel like describes you best, but, if you look in the actual election law, and every state has election law, I have not come across a definition of Republican or Democrat. And so it's what you associate with in the company that you keep, but I haven't found an actual definition. So I just wondered why Precinct Strategy was only focusing on Republicans and filling the party up with well-intended people so that the party, you know, itself could change, and why they're not even I think that you might know this. Maybe you can relate to this. In some states, or maybe in some cities, like Baltimore City might be an example, Washington D.C. might be an example. In some states, and then in some cities, you're not going to get elected. You're just flat out not going to get elected unless you're Democrat. You know, and therefore, it doesn't mean that, you know, Democrats by default are not well-intended. It depends upon the candidate. And there are some people that switch parties that go ahead and switch to Democrat because they think that their chances of getting elected are better. So it's more or less part of the election strategy, whether you're going to become Republican or Democrat. But I just, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, Maybe a well-intended Democrat could get elected in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure, but I don't think a well-intended Republican could. So, and like PG County, Maryland is another example. And PG County has a substantial impact upon the country because some of our longest-serving Congress, Barbara Mikulski, Sonny Hoyer, they're from Maryland. So, I mean, I'm wondering, the Democrats should not be ignored. And then also, there's a group called Democrats for Life. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you don't mind holding me over and you can respond to this, but I'm just wondering why Democrats are ignored as a means by which to turn things around.
Right, right. I mean, I don't think either party will be able to turn things around. They want you to keep believing that the Republicans can be reformed and can fix things. But we'll be right back. We'll hold you over.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Back, folks, for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Melissa in Maryland on the line. And Melissa, to further respond, I would say, I mean, it would be too unrealistic to most people to think you could reform each of the two parties. The last thing they want you to do is to think that you need alternative parties or that those need to be done away with. But I think that's exactly what is necessary. We need quite a few alternative parties formed and to be utilized by more and more people, and to expose just how corrupt each of these two existing parties are, to the point where most people find it laughable, and they can no longer even exist due to public humiliation of the realities. That would be necessary if someone were trying to work within the current system, I suppose, and think that there could eventually be change. But I'm pessimistic. I think the whole thing needs to come down, including all the government agencies. The federal government is so corrupt, there's no hope, and so bloated, for that matter. You know, but, you know, the whole idea that you need permission specifically with enough people in every state to have as a third party a presidential candidate, it just shows how rigged everything is. But I don't think there's any reforming of the Republicans. They want you to keep faith in that party, you know, believe that they can change things. But there definitely is. I mean, Elon Musk is saying the old Twitter had 10 times as much suppression of Republican points of view as it did for Democrats. So there's no question that Democrats are, by and large, being used to push communist Marxist Talmudic ideologies. Melissa, would you like to respond to that?
Well, yeah, as much as I could, I would just say that about your third-party comment, non-principled parties, as they are also called, I sympathize with that. But you have the goal is to get elected, G-O-A-L, okay? And I ask you respectfully so, third-party elections are sparse at most, few and far between. And I just wonder if that's realistic, and it's Constitution Party, you know, it seems to me that state by state they keep losing ballot access. And I sympathize with all of that. No, I wonder how realistic it is.
It's not at all realistic. It's not at all realistic. I'm with you there. And that's why I think everything needs to come crashing down, because I really don't think the existing parties will ever change. You know, I mean, it's a duality to play the people for the benefit of the elites in power, you know. You might get small victories here and there. People who are crypto Republicans in the Democratic Party or reformed, you know, hardcore Republicans, but small victories that'll never really fix just how much the entire thing is against us, you know, Marilyn? I'm Melissa. Marilyn, thank you so much for your call.
And this is to be continued. I'm glad you're willing to talk about it. Thank
you. Yeah. We'll bring it up again. Okay, folks, that's all the time for today. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button so that we will speak again soon. Until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.